Welcome back. You made it. Part three of the three-part series on I am so irritable with my kids and I keep snapping at them and I hate it. I hate being impatient with them. What do I do, Carly? So that's what we're breaking down in this series. The first two episodes were kind of like an introduction, but also shared some mindset shifts around this issue and some practical ways that you can kind of structure your life, structure your schedule, avoid multitasking, and maintain valuable cognitive resources in your brain so that you're less likely to snap at your kids and be irritable. And also so that you can have more compassion and extend yourself more grace when you inevitably do this, right? And so if you haven't tuned into those episodes, I'd highly encourage you to do so. They are short and actionable and really, really valuable. And I'm excited for this episode because some of the content, the information I'm going to share in this episode has provided some of the most affirming information that I've shared with clients around this issue. And some of the things that is that provides the biggest relief for moms when we're talking about them freaking out at their kids, right? Because we all think we're the worst mother ever. Like I can already hear you in your head saying, right, Carly, you're talking about losing your patience with your kids, but you're probably not half as bad as me. And I want you to know that we all think that. We all think that losing our patience with our kids, we're the worst mothers ever. And we all think that everyone else is better than us. But none of it's true. Okay. So the first thing, and one of the most important things I share about the importance of being in community with other women is learning that our experiences are all very similar. And even though we think ours is way worse or we're way worse, everyone else is thinking the same. And we are all very much the same. We are all doing our best. We are all learning every single day how to be moms. We are all navigating the challenges of raising healthy humans that are constantly changing and evolving. And that's why this episode exists. That's why this series exists, is to just break down the myth that you're the only one and to give you some real information and mindset shifts and strategies you can input in your own life to help just feel a little more ease around this issue, right? To give yourself a bit of a break, have a bit more compassion for yourself, and develop a healthy relationship with your kids, okay? Because that's really what it comes down to. I think a lot of the shame and the fear that come up when we get irritable, when we snap at our kids, when we get into arguments with them, is what have I done to our relationship? What am I doing to my child? I'm damaging them. They're going to have to go to therapy. Like these are all the things that our brain, our nasty little self-critic will often tell us. I've damaged them. And I've even said these words myself. I'm a failure as a mother. I'm damaging them. They're going to have to go to therapy. Like it sounds so dramatic, but in the moment when you're feeling that shame of losing your temper, it can feel really real. So the information I want to share in this episode is based on some research around, you know, what creates healthy children, emotionally resilient children who can bounce back? What creates healthy kids basically when it comes to emotions? And as I'm saying this, I can hear some hammering in the background just outside of our house. We are in Mexico and they are doing some construction behind. So I hope it doesn't come through on the recording, but I apologize if it does. And that's all you're hearing if it is in the background. So yes, this research that I'm going to share, I won't give you a lot of details on where it comes from, but if you're interested, shoot me a message and I'll send you the details. But I like to just provide practical research summaries to say like, hey, here's the reality about parenting. Here's the reality about what it does take to raise healthy kids. And here's the truth is that you're doing a better job than you think, and you're not doing as bad as you think you are. Okay. So what does this research show? So there's two, well, I mean, there's lots that I'm going to share here, but there's two big concepts that I'm going to share. One of them I refer to as good enough parenting, and the other one is rupture and repair. And if you have heard me talk on these concepts, then you know that these are really powerful concepts when it comes to understanding relationships as a parent with a child and also letting yourself off the hook, giving yourself more grace. Okay. So in research that has evaluated, a lot of the time this research comes from children who have experienced complex childhood trauma, right? Who have lived in emotionally unhealthy, a traumatic or abusive environments, but also in healthy children. And the research has asked, what kind of parenting relationship will create an emotionally healthy and resilient child? And what that showed actually has been some of the most helpful information that I have taken into my parenting. What they showed is that the children who were the most emotionally resilient and felt had the healthiest relationship skills and conflict resolution skills were not children whose parents never snapped at them. They were not children whose parents, you know, never yelled at them. They were not children whose parents were perfect. In fact, what this research showed is that the most healthy children were those whose parents were attuned. Okay. Attunement is when you're having a good day with your kid and they're like asking for snacks and you're like, you bet, and you get it, and you're not irritable with them and you're listening to them. You're emotionally in connection with them. You're having a good day, right? Like the days when you don't fight, that's, I'd refer to those days as like, you're attuned, right? You're attuned to them in that moment. Okay. So this research showed that parents, children who were emotionally healthy and resilient had parents who were attuned to them 30% of the time. Okay. So 30% of the time, these parents were in good connection and having a good relationship, feeling really emotionally connected with their kids, not fighting. 30% of the time. Another 30% of the time, the parents were completely out of attunement. They were maybe in conflict. They were fighting. They didn't understand their child. Like their child was having a meltdown and they didn't, you know, understand. And they kind of told them that this was a silly thing to be, you know, all the things that you regret saying to your kids when they get upset. 30% of the time, this was happening with these children who were healthy and emotionally resilient. And the last 30 to 40% of the time, the parents were trying to become attuned. They were repairing the relationship. They were actively working to become attuned or be back in attunement with their kid. Okay. So just think about that. Theoretically, we have the chance to be not perfect 70% of the time, right? Like 70% of the time, based on research, we can be completely messing it up or trying to fix one of our problems that we did and create emotionally healthy and resilient children. So as I'm saying that, I hope that you're taking a big deep breath and you're like, oh my God, well, that's a relief, right? Because in our minds, we think that we have to be like attuned or perfect, quote unquote, like 90 to 95% of the time. Otherwise, our children are certainly going to be in therapy and we're damaging them for life, okay? And I want you to know that that's so not true, right? That you can actually be just a good enough parent. You can be attuned 30-ish percent of the time and be repairing any ruptures in your relationship another 30% of the time and be completely out of attunement, completely out of connection, you know, fighting with your kid, feeling like, oh, what have I done? 30 to 40% of the time, and you will still raise healthy, resilient children. Okay. So I really love sharing that. I think it's super valuable. And I want you to write down on your fridge or at your desk, like, how can I be a good enough parent? Can I be a good enough parent? What does that mean? It means that when I mess up, I apologize. It means that sometimes I acknowledge that I'm not going to do it perfectly. It means that sometimes I'm going to rock it and I'm going to feel amazing. And that all of those times I'm still a good enough parent. Okay. So I hope that's helpful for you. Because we all, I mean, most of the women that I work with and who are attracted to me are perfectionists. It's why I run an entire program on perfectionism, is because our subconscious programming tells us that the only way to be a good mother is to never lose our cool. Not once, never, right? We can never snap at our kids. We can never be irritable. We can never lose our temper. We can never do any of that. Otherwise we're completely terrible. That's perfectionism. And the reality is not that. The reality is that we can be good enough parents, and we most likely are already being good enough parents, and our kids are going to be great because of it. Okay. So the second concept I wanted to talk about in this episode is something that I refer to as rupture and repair, which is not my concept, but it's, again, just translating this research that I've learned about conflict and relationships and, you know, children and how we model conflict and relationships. So remember, a big reason why we get so down on ourselves about snapping at our kids is because we think we're never supposed to fight with them. So we've just proven that that's actually not true. It's okay that occasionally we can fight with our kids or be in conflict with them. But there's even something more important about conflict that I want to share with you. And it's this research on rupture and repair. So the research kind of shows that the children who were healthy and emotionally resilient did not experience rupture in relationships. And when I refer to rupture in relationships, I mean like arguments, conflict, anything that's results in a breakdown of a relationship temporarily. And emotionally resilient children, it's not that they have never experienced any relationship ruptures or witnessed any relationship ruptures. It's that they've also seen them be repaired. Okay. So in children and adults who really struggle with conflict, it's often because they have witnessed or been involved in situations where there has been relationship rupture and it has meant the end of a relationship. They have not witnessed repair. They have not witnessed people coming back together and apologizing and moving forward in a healthy, loving relationship. Many of us have not experienced that. We didn't witness it in our parents, right? So there was a generation of parents who the don't fight in front of the kids generation, thinking that showing children conflict between parents was going to damage them. And in fact, I would go so far as to say not showing children conflict is more damaging. Because if you hide away every conflict between, say, you and your spouse, your children will grow up believing that conflict doesn't happen in relationships. And if it done, it does, it's dangerous. Okay. So for myself, I translate this in one way that when I, you know, I'm having an argument with my partner, I always say to him, hey, you know what, like, let's now be really intentional about repairing this and talking this out in front of the kids so that they can see and have a model of what it looks like to not only witness a rupture in a relationship, but to witness repair and to see repeatedly that you can have conflict and that a relationship can still be okay and that the relationship can still be healthy. In fact, that conflict is a part of a healthy relationship. Okay. And this, the second way that this translates to this episode is that it emphasizes that the conflict that you have with your child, the snapping at them, the being irritable, the yelling at them, that's not the biggest deal, because conflicts are a part of all relationships naturally. It's that we just need to focus on repairing. We just need to be really intentional about repairing and looking at what does repair look like. This is the same as the 30% of time we're trying to get back into attunement. How are we repairing the rupture that just happened? Right? And what this does for our children is so many things. It shows them that, hey, like, mom got mad at me and then she apologized and we're still good. Isn't that a relief? Right? And that my mom shows me that our relationship is important enough that she loves me enough, even though she got mad at me, and that our relationship is important and repair can happen. Okay. The truth is that our children need to experience conflict, whether it's in conflict themselves or observing conflict and rupture in relationships, in order to learn how to navigate them, because they're inevitable, right? We all experience conflict in our life. And if we don't show our children conflict, if they don't experience conflict with us, how are they ever going to learn those skills? How are they ever going to learn conflict resolution skills, right? And like I said, even more important, kids need to experience rupture in relationships close to them and then see that rupture is not catastrophic. Right? Having an argument with your mom or your mom getting mad at you doesn't mean she doesn't love you and she's going to leave you. It doesn't. It just doesn't. It means that we can still love each other and sometimes get angry and sometimes have conflict, but that we still love each other and that conflict is a healthy part of relationships. Okay. It's often the phrasing I will use as well with my kids. You know, when they're having conflicts together, my girls are fighting, or, you know, dad and, you know, Faye are having a little argument or something, I'll often say, you know what, you're really angry right now. And that makes sense. And I know that you really love your sister. And it's okay to be angry in our relationships. It's okay to fight. We can still love each other and be angry with each other. And that is such a healthy approach, right? Because it's telling your child, don't, you know, that conflict is, it's not telling your child conflict is terrible and we can never fight. It's telling them that, hey, conflict is totally normal. Conflict is really healthy, right? So when you have an argument or you snap at your kids and then you intentionally repair it, you're actually building their toolkit. You're actually showing them that repair and rupture are vital, right? The conflict is important, and you're strengthening the relationship. You're actually building safety in your relationship with them by intentionally repairing it. Okay. And this looks like being really intentional with apologizing and explaining what's happening. This is not justifying your behavior. And this certainly is not like apologizing and then taking no effort to not repeat that in the future, right? So by no means am I being like, yeah, okay, sure, take no effort, follow none of the suggestions in my episode and keep snapping at your kids and then just keep apologizing. No, that's not the same. It's saying that when you actually have made an error and you have, you know, naturally lost your temper because you're a human being, that you go to your child and you are genuine and authentic and saying, hey, this is what was going on with me. I have had a really stressful week and that's not an excuse, but I am so sorry I lashed out at you and yelled at you. I am really sorry if you felt scared about that. And I'm really going to work hard to not do that anymore. I hope you understand that. And then working, how can we work together so that, you know, maybe mommy can let you know if that noise is a little bit loud. Maybe I'll try a bit earlier to tell you that the noise that you're making is really, really loud and that maybe I could use you to quiet down, right? It's just having these beautiful, healthy conflict resolution skills that when we snap at our kids, that's an opportunity for us to model them, right? So it's not that you never lose your temper. It's that you learn how to repair it in a really healthy way and that your kid sees that, right? So again, the whole purpose of sharing this information is just to let you know that you're a human if you snap at your kids and that there's actually gold in there, right? There's actually a silver lining even of having a snappy moment is that it gives you the opportunity to practice being a human and to model what that looks like and to model what healthy relationships look like, right? So I hope this has been helpful for you. This content is really, really valuable to me, and I hope it's been helpful for you. And I hope it's just let you take the weight off a little bit. So the two things we covered were good enough parenting, that you can realistically be out of sync with your child 30% to 40% of the time and be working to get back in sync with them 30% of the time and still raise really beautiful, healthy children who are emotionally well-adjusted, have good interpersonal skills, right? All those things. So to let yourself off the hook, you do not have to be perfect. In fact, being perfect might actually be more damaging, right? Like I shared, if you never have conflict with your child, how are they ever going to learn conflict resolution skills? If they never learn that you are somebody who has needs and gets frustrated, how are they ever going to learn how to think about others, right? So there's a lot of gold in this. It's not all bad, okay? And then the other concept we covered was just this idea of rupture and repair. It's not that I'd prefer you don't have, you know, you have rupture in your relationships, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It's not that you want to never have conflict and never have rupture. It's that when you do have conflict and rupture, that you prioritize repair, that you prioritize healthy, you know, relationship communication skills that say, hey, I messed up. Here's what I'm going to do different. I honor your experience. I don't, you know, tell you that it's not valid. I say, hey, yeah, I totally understand why you would have felt scared when I raised my voice. I'm bigger than you. And I'm really going to try to not do that anymore. What that does is it validates your child's experience. It doesn't tell them like, don't be dramatic and invalidates them, right? It validates their experience. It shows them that you see them as important and equal to you, that how they're feeling is valuable and that them being happy is important to you and that conflicts are inevitable and that you're going to experience conflict. And this is how we repair it. Okay. So I hope this concludes the end of this series. And I really, really hope this has been supportive for you. If you have any questions about this information or this content, please let me know. Please shoot me a message on Instagram. If you have found it helpful or even a relief to listen to this, please send it to someone who also might find it helpful. Share it on social media so that your community can learn about it. And reach out to me. I would love to have a conversation with you about this. And again, just keeping in mind that you're a human being, right? You're figuring this out every single day. I am too. Trust me, we're always all evolving. And even when we say we quote unquote should know better, most of the time we don't. And that's okay, right? So let yourself off the hook. Extend some compassion and grace to yourself. And hey, listen to this episode over and over again if you find it helpful. If you combine the strategies and skills I've talked about in the first, second, and third episode of this series, I think that you'll feel a lot better when it comes to losing your patience with your kids. Hopefully you'll do it a little less often, but then you'll also just have more compassion for yourself when you do. So thanks for listening to this series and this episode of the Brave Her podcast. I will catch you next time.